Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Xavier, what do you think about the age that a child should be out there with a gun or learning to shoot, in your opinion? Because she was three. Is that...
Whenever they're competent enough.
Okay, I'm saying so. Do you think three would suggest that? Or would you say, nah, maybe at least five?
I don't know. Some three-year-olds are more developed than five-year-olds. So, I don't know. I'd say it was a case-by-case basis. Would I have a three-year-old shooting a shotgun? Probably not. But, I don't know.
That's a great YouTube poll right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is three too young
to
learn to shoot a shotgun?
Yeah, they train them young. I know that.
Yeah,
I know that as a fact. Go ahead, Xavier.
I was going to say gun culture in America. Like I said, all depends on the development of the kid. And, some people teach their three-year-olds, five-year-olds how to shoot guns out in the country. It's
It's common.
Yeah.
It is very common. It is not even uncommon.
What did you say his charges are?
Let me go black. And two counts of second-degree reckless injury and two counts of injury by negligent use of a dangerous weapon.
Ah, right. That's what you get. Those are the charges you get when you have a three-year-old that you're out there trying to teach to shoot turkeys. Those are the charges. Right there. What are they again?
Two counts of second-degree reckless injury and two counts of injury by negligent use of a dangerous weapon.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
What is the poll that you want Xavier to put up?
Is three too young to be out shooting a shotgun or learning to shoot a shotgun?
RC Creation Muse on YouTube said his right to own a gun should be taken away. If you don't know not to put a gun in the hands of a three-year-old, you need a mental evaluation.
That part. Now, if you gonna learn, if you gonna teach a child, I really think that it should be like, okay, five, they got a little sense. Five, a little bit. If that's where you want to start,
so
it's on you. But three, come on, son. You still wiping their nose and stuff. Come here. Shoot this gum while I wipe your nose.
They might still
have a bottle or a nook.
Yeah, I would,
pacify it.
I'd definitely be with, okay, five, I get it. But if you just probably Google on YouTube or go to YouTube directly and Google three-year-olds with weapons, you will be, it's kind of like where, that's why I understood where Xavier was coming from. Because, again, I've seen some videos with three-year-olds and four-year-olds and up,
right.
And I'm saying more commonly five, six, year-old seeing it. But there are plenty of videos, unfortunately.
Listen.
Where they have.
You see how the security here?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look at all their little gear. They got all their gear. They was over here waving, y'all. You see all the gear they got on?
Mm-hmm.
You think a three-year-old need all that? These people are like, don't come down. Let me just say that. Don't come down to Third Street Market Hall thinking you finna mess around. That you finna play some games down here.
You're faffo.
You gonna faffo. You're going to faffo because these brothers are not playing. When I say they geared up and got the whole holster and the heat, they got all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a walkie-talkie.
Now,
these are not your mall cops here, buddy.
This should be, in my opinion, another 100% poll.
Yes.
We'll see, though.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you can the check poll it out
is,
now.
The
so
poll
far.
Is up, y'all. And so far.
Is it 100%?
In 3 years. Is 3 years old too young to teach a child how to use a gun?
Mm-hmm.
80% yes, 20% no. So it's not 100%.
20%, please call in.
Then PWKs. Those are PWKs.
833-212-1017.
Somebody took their vote back. We at 82% yes and 15% no.
833-212-1017. That's the truth. Call in line. We definitely
want to. We want to hear from the people that say yes. I mean, that said no. No, they want. They think 3 years old is fine.
Well, we
want
to hear from them all.
Yeah, we want to hear from everybody.
So if you feel, you know. Speak your truth.
Yeah.
Hughes Views, 414, says Scott Walker signed a bill allowing a child of any age to go hunting, provided they are accompanied by a parent. 2017 mentored hunting bill. So,
yeah, I mean, hey.
Scott Walker
this
signed
was,
a bill.
Was, I'm sure this is a part
a child
of the program.
Of any age.
Yeah, this is a part of the program, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Because they said it was a youth hunting program.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, when you talk youth, right, usually what you're talking about is like a preteen,
mm-hmm.
you know, or somebody that's between the ages of 8 and maybe 14 or 15 mm-hmm. at the
mm-hmm.
oldest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about a 3-year-old.
Well, he had the right to.
Come on, baby, crawl over here. Let me show you how. Let me show you how to shoot this gun right quick. You can't even stand upright. You can't even barely hold the gun.
So
you can't hold a gun? A 12-gauge. I bet the gun was on the ground and she just knew how to push back the little thing. What you bet?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've seen them train their children. I'm telling you, crazy as it may seem, I've seen it. Like, they be out there with different size guns, Bailey.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I'm like, y'all really doing this? Y'all, I wouldn't trust. You get what I'm saying? I wouldn't trust a 3-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm going
to
be.
You know, a 3-year-old to a 5-year-old could be oops.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Daddy, I sat on the gun or any of the things.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be an extremely, extremely, extremely responsible adult. I mean, I can't even imagine. I would be like, they'll shoot me. What do I?
Yeah. Listen, I'm looking. Listen to anybody that doesn't.
I mean, more power to you if you want to take that chance.
Yeah.
Not only with your life, but your child's life and anybody else's life around.
There, listen on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I just typed in 3-year-old hunting.
Uh-huh.
And there's a
plethora
and a half,
of videos.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Plethora.
There's a 4.5-minute video. Well, actually, 4 minutes and 35 seconds. 3-year-old kids should go hunting. Here's why. So, again, I don't see any black children.
No, of course not.
But
let's be realistic. There are some things that we do and some things that we don't. Now, people with kids, I'm sure that their 2-year-old knows how to shoot a gun. I'm just saying.
I don't think that they know how to shoot a gun.
They just
I think
do.
That we end up hearing about them dying because they find a gun.
Mm.
And they end up either shooting themselves
mm-hmm.
or shooting a sibling or somebody else, period.
Right.
And unfortunately, we have a lot of those stories here.
Yeah, we do.
So that's where I'm thinking, like, the gun safety part of it, you know, one way or another, instead of just them knowing that you got a gun near because they seen it.
Right.
I've seen criminal complaints and read these criminal complaints where it talks about how the child ended up saying that they saw and they know where the gun is and all of that kind of stuff. And that's how they got it. And they, you know, and again, just knowing a gun is there and also and being taught gun safety and awareness is two different things. And I don't think most of these individuals that have had children that have died or been injured by these type of situations taught none of that.
And you know what? If you're going to have a gun around, you know, you not only should you keep it locked up, but there probably should be some measures of gun safety in your house.
Yep.
Not just the lockup, but information for the kids. Hey,
yeah.
If you see this out somewhere, don't touch it. Go get an adult.
This one three-year-old, take a three-year-old hunting, and this is what happens. This, and then this video is from 4 years ago. This child, in my opinion, is going to probably be a school shooter or a mass murderer.
Wow.
He's three. I'm going to try to turn my screen just so you could kind of see. Do you see the look on his face? I'm just saying. I mean, is it just me?
No.
Dude looked like, and when I get a little older,
and listen, and
I'm going to take you
and
out.
The parent looks like, and I'm gonna have your back.
Right. I'm telling you, that's exactly what it looks like. When we take care of these bills, I'm going to try to take a picture of it and send it to Xavier. But this, he looks like, I'm going to, yeah. And I'm three now.
See?
Wait till I get older.
You crazy.
So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be back.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most: your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Bailey, what is the poll looking like right now?
Oh, the poll. Right now, the question is 3 years old too young to teach a child how to use a gun?
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Okay, we're at 78% yes. And 22% no. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But I'm actually not surprised.
Well, then, you know, because everybody's got, you know, everybody believes that you should, most people believe that you, well, no, a lot of people believe that you have the right to, you know, do all the things. And the governor himself, as we talked about earlier, or former governor, I should say, said that as long as a child is with their parent, they should be able to shoot, I mean, go hunting or whatever.
Yep.
No matter what age.
Xavier,
you can take it right out the cradle.
Okay.
Right out the cradle. Month old. Let's go, baby. Here you go.
That's crazy.
Your finger ain't strong enough, but I believe you can make it happen. Shoot the gun.
Yeah.
Crawl over here and get with this.
All right. Xavier, if you can put up that screenshot picture of this father with his three-year-old.
Yeah.
And they hunting. But it's just
that's
picture.
That's a classic photo.
Yeah. It's just like, and he don't feel like he looks like he's going to be a problem as he continues to grow. Like, and he's going to know how to strap up, and he's going to know how to.
If he live in Racine.
Listen.
Looks innocent to me.
He looks innocent.
You don't see that little look on it? Okay, well.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, to me, we can poll on that.
Clearly, but, his daddy is a part of the 21% now of our poll.
He got that look like, you know. So, I'm just saying, he's proud of the poll. 833-212-1017.
What does he look like to you, Hummer? What does that look like?
Like, I'm going to be a problem as I get older, and I've learned how to shoot all these different types of weapons. Because they're not only going to teach him how to shoot a shotgun, they're going to teach him how to shoot all the different types of weddings. I mean, not weddings, weapons. and like what Biko said, toddlers with triggers.
You know, I mean, there is a case to be made for these kids that are, shooting up schools and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a case to be made for that, and they clearly, teenagers and whatnot, they clearly, and some of them are in grade school, clearly have learned how to shoot.
Yep. Dale Mack on YouTube said the PWKs, people with kids, said no. And they wonder why the kids get a hold to the guns, and wow, now they on the news. Hashtag facts.
Yeah.
Madi said, this is real life. You better teach your kids how to protect themselves. Willie Henning said, do he know how to read? You know, the three-year-old. Of course.
Nope.
But we're going to teach you how to be a toddler with
triggers. You don't know how to shoot a gun.
Toddlers with triggers.
Can't read.
You're going to be toddlers with triggers,
though. Listen, you can't read. You can't read the instructions on this.
Right.
But I'm going to teach you how to shoot it. Don't worry about reading.
We're going to go to the truth. Call in line 833-212-1017. And great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation about the three-year-old and his father, who is a deputy. What's your truth?
Okay, my truth is, you know, in a way, I'm for it. I can see that I don't think as young as three, but even as young as three, they can operate a telephone. They can get your phone and, you know, call up whoever they want to. My grandson calls me all the time.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's 3 and a half, and his mom don't even know. They know how to unlock the phone and everything. But I don't think it's a bad idea. But here's the thing. We, as black parents, we're not going to have that privilege to train our kids to, you know, gun training and everything, because they're going to come up with a rule, a law, something. And next thing you know, you'll have CPS knocking at your door. They barely want adults, you know, us as adults to have guns, even though you have the concealed carry permit and all that. So, you know, it's just, they can do it, we can't. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Well, I mean, Scott Walker made it so everybody can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can do it.
Yep.
Now, what's going to happen
in
now,
2017,
see, we could flip the script and say, what would happen to this guy if he were actually black?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a daughter, not a son, everybody. Remember that.
Right.
That's a daughter he took out there. So, right. You know, but see, the thing is, you can teach them how to shoot it, but are they responsible when they do?
That part.
Because in this case, she's not responsible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a whole situation, right?
And I think that, you know, you shouldn't do, like, first time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be like, okay, have y'all went out hunting turkeys before?
Right.
You know, I know you trained her to shoot, but have you went out hunting turkeys before? If you haven't, then we got a whole hell of a problem on our hands.
Well, he said this is his first time doing it without a mentor with him.
Well,
right.
We got we're gonna go to
what's wrong?
The truth called in lines 833-212-1017. Kenya, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Yeah. What I have to say, first of all, there's no black person that would be taking their kids out in the woods to teach them how to shoot, because the lady you already said we'd be in big time trouble if they found out we had our little kids. The law was changed so that kids, white kids, could go hunting with their parents at a very early age. They could manage a gun and have it. But the pride of them being able to go out and shoot started way back when we was kids. There was an old story about Davy Crockett, who used to go out in the woods with his little coon skin hat.
Mm-hmm.
And in the song, they bragged about how good he was go out in the wild frontier, and he killed him a bear when he was only two. It was either two or three. So white folks those folks have always roused the fact that they can teach their kids how to shoot. We don't even have to shoot for food anymore. So it wasn't about, oh, we got to shoot. It's just that they're teaching them violence and how to shoot, and who they want to teach them to shoot is us. So no black folks would ever take their kids out in the woods, even think of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But their rite of passage is a privilege, and they changed the law so they could do it. And we better believe the law wasn't changed for us, because it's too much gun violence as it is, but they provoking gun violence. That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you very much,
calling.
Kenya. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
And how would we feel if we found out that the little boy, the 7-year-old that got shot, and the father were black?
Mm-hmm.
Then what would we think?
Yeah, because Del Mack said it. You know, Bailey, if he was black, it'd be all over TMZ.
Oh, it would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'd be talking about new laws that need to be signed.
Yep.
New restrictions that need to be added. How could you let, you know, we'd hear a lot of people that don't look like us say, how could you let your 3-year-old
have
a gun? That's what we'd be hearing,
yeah,
in my opinion.
That's true. That's true.
RC Creation Music said, you better have them snacks on hand, because kids tend to throw temper tantrums, laughing out loud, real talk.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm going with that little boy that I showed with his father on the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to rebel, and his father is not going to be able to control him because his father is creating him.
Well, there you go.
In my opinion, I'm just saying.
Is that not the Frankenstein story or something like that?
Let's see. RC Creation Music said, at least find out the temperament of a child before you go putting a gun in their hands. Shaking my head, laughing out loud. They may have future anger issues. And I'm telling you, that picture, he may have grown up. Well, it was only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's only 7 now. But yeah, he got that look. Like,
he got that look
to me. You know, I know you shouldn't judge. I'm sorry.
Well,
it is what
it
is for me. I'm like, if I see that look, he got that. He got, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and make me mad if you want to, type thing.
Oh.
And it's going to be trouble.
Oh, trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Toil and trouble.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, Bailey, what you got? We got to get ready to take care of some more bills.
Yep.
So I'm going to let you take this out with this
one. All right. You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. Join Cousins Club Rewards today. Grab your first sub and your next one could be free. After your first qualifying purchase, you'll earn a free sub and start collecting points for free food, exclusive deals, and even Cousins gear. Sign up today. It's fast and easier than ever on the Cousins Sub app. Earn points online, on the app, or in store. However you enjoy Cousins Subs, your rewards are right at your fingertips. Cousins Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub. You're going to learn today. And, of course, a strawberry shake. Temperatures will be just right for that strawberry shake on today. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. Bailey had to step out, but she will be back in the morning. She'll be back in the morning. You know, while we were talking about the three-year-old that was hunting for the first time in Racine with her father, who was a deputy in Racine. I brought up that road rage situation, which I kind of like touched on a little bit yesterday, and said that a one-year-old girl suffered a graze wound in that shootout. And we're going to show this clip of like the aftermath of this situation. And I just want you to understand, like, listen to the time that this took place and look at all the markers, the casing markers that you see that law enforcement put out. It's just a crazy situation, and I definitely want to talk about it before we end up getting out of here today. So, again, the baby girl is recovering after being hit by a bullet in that road rage shootout. The bullet went through, she suffered a graze wound because the bullet went through her car seat. So she was in a car seat. The bullet went through her car seat. So, Truth Nation, I want to know your truth. Xavier, our producer, are you ready with that clip? All right, once we get ready with that clip. All right, you can play that clip now, Xavier.
Girl is recovering tonight after being hit by a bullet in the middle of a Wild Street shootout. Tonight, we're hearing from that baby's family. Milwaukee police say this was a road rage situation at Sherman and Capitol on Saturday morning. 12 News' Kendall Keyes reports with a nearby worker who learned his family members were injured in this shooting.
Yellow evidence markers, at least 19 of them scattered around the road, placed near spent shell casings at Sherman and Capitol Saturday morning.
The markers of all the casings, yeah, that's what scared me when I really found out what happened.
Terrence Walker showed up to work at Chicago Sub during the chaos, not knowing he would have a personal connection to the crime scene.
It was a terrible scene when I got here, and I didn't even know who it was at first.
Milwaukee police say two drivers opened fire on each other while driving through the intersection. A bullet grazing a baby girl, just 1 year old, in her car seat in one of the cars.
Everybody got to calling me. Like, that's your family, that's your family. I'm like, oh. I was so mad to hear what happened.
Walker says his cousin behind the wheel of one of the cars is the baby's father.
He was grazed in the head, and the baby too. Yeah, the bullet went through the baby's seat. Yes, it was terrible, man. I'm just glad it could have ended worse. I'm just glad it didn't.
That baby, within inches of a much worse outcome, is going to recover. He believes his cousin shot in retaliation.
The guy was supposedly shooting at him, and I know a person has to defend themselves. So if anything, he was defending himself and his baby.
Milwaukee police say both drivers, a 23-year-old man and a 31-year-old man, were taken to the hospital before being booked into jail. And Milwaukee police are referring charges to the district attorney's office. Reporting in Milwaukee, Kendall Keyes, WISN 12 News.
12 News asked Milwaukee police which driver opened fire first and what led up to the gunfire. Police only saying their investigation remains ongoing.
That just crazy, just crazy. And, you know, we definitely need to talk about that. But we do have Charles on the Truth call-in line at 833-212-1017. You hear about the shooting from the three-year-old. You hear about this one-year-old being grazed with a bullet, where the bullet came through the car seat. What's your truth, Charles?
You know what? It's very sad, and it's very unfortunate. 3 years old, that's really young to be out there learning how to shoot mm-hmm. a gun, especially a 12-gauge. I mean, any kind of gun at 3 years old. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I had to go ahead and call, man, because you know what? It's time for Black people to start teaching their kids about gun safety.
Hello?
To start teaching. Yes, can you hear me?
No, I said hello. I'm agreeing. I was saying that too.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's time for us to start teaching our kids about gun safety, about how to use guns properly, about having a gun in the home, because it's, yeah, you know, Jim Crow laws, and they kept us from having guns. Mm-hmm. And just the way the society is, it's time for us to start getting our stuff together, especially when it comes to that. Now, you spoke upon, like, white people getting out there, teaching their young mm-hmm. how to get out there and hunt, mm-hmm. how to use guns. Hey, what they're doing that for, if it's for hunting or whatever it is, we need to start doing the same thing. All right.
Absolutely.
So it's like, remember back in the day, when we had Johnson Park, Bonanza Park,
uh-huh.
we'll go out there.
Uh-huh.
I learned how to drive a car by learning how to drive go-karts, right?
There you go.
We don't have that. Yeah. Now they're still in your car to learn how to drive cars, right? The same thing. We don't teach our kids how to use guns. We don't implement that kind of, like, you know, knowledge in our kids. And our kids, now they get out there, they steal guns, and they go out there and they get reckless with them. I believe if you teach a person how to do something properly, mm-hmm. then a person would do, you know, the right thing. So, yeah, I mean, definitely don't try to stray your Black kids away from learning about gun safety. You women out there that are home by yourself, raising your kids by yourself, you better start teaching your kids how to use a gun. Take them to the gun range. Take some classes. This is very important for us. Mm-hmm. You might not think about it right now, but you better start doing some research on it. And a lot of Black people are right now, or even women, are starting to get out and get more guns. Matter of fact, the Black community, as far as women, are like the main people that are getting out, getting their CCW.
Yep,
and we
absolutely
better start getting knowledgeable about these guns, for real. So don't talk about it in a sense like, hey, man, we don't believe in that. We don't take our kids hunting.
Mm-hmm,
well, you better
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
start doing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree, Charles. Thank you for your call.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yep. But that's where I was alluding to earlier, like, we teach our children to be just afraid of guns, you know, instead of the gun safety and learning about it, as opposed to just saying and be scared. Yes, be stern when you say so. But if you see a gun, don't touch it. You can do all those things. But I'm telling you, and I've been consistent with saying that if a civil situation happened or something like that, they can send in their 5 to 10-year-olds, and I don't say it. I don't end up saying as young as three, but I know that they out there. I know they out there, but I'd be like, they can send their 5 to 10-year-olds in, and even the community that has switches and extended clips, and you saw all those shell casings that were out there in front of that Chicago sub here in Milwaukee on Capitol Drive. Just imagine now, it's 9-something in the morning, close to 10 o'clock in the morning. And you're driving, you know, some people could have been taking their mothers or their grandparents rummaging or whatever, those that still do that. I don't know if it's still a thing or not. But, yeah, like anybody could have been out there. You could have been taking your son or daughter to a summer camp or anything. This is Saturday. You know, you could have been taking them to one of the many events that was taking place on Saturday. And this is what you could have got caught up in. Some people did get caught up in it. I saw so many people making posts like, what? Like, I'm in the middle of a shootout in broad daylight. They're terrified. They don't know, because you can't see the bullets. You only hear them. And one thing that they've said before, it was like, at least if you can still hear the bullets, you know you're at least still alive. Because if you don't hear nothing, yeah, you probably are no longer with us, you know. So, just all of that, like all of that, we really do have to think about that. And this one-year-old, even a graze wound, that's going to leave a mark for that one-year-old baby's, the rest of that baby's life, period. Period. Where'd you get that scar from? You don't even really know how to tell people. You know, and as far as she's concerned, because she got shot. And that should make people feel some kind of way. That should make people want to say, we gotta take control of our community, because this is the first mode of defense. To hell with nuck if you buck. They don't want to put up hands and fight. They want to call people, and those people that are coming over, they're not coming to fight. They're coming to shoot in most cases, in most of those cases. And even if for the ones that, in my opinion, do come over to call themselves fighting, somebody or several people in one of those groups got weapons. And I'm not talking about sticks and stuff like that. The stick I'm talking about is a extended clip, which they will call a stick. And it ends up going that way. So, again, you got people that are running terrified, traumatized by the whole situation. And we are not trying to teach gun safety. That's why so many of these people, they just shoot off all them bullets. And the amount of casings that you saw out there with the markers, those could have been bodies. And we really need to think of it in that manner and in that way. There's over 19 markers out there. All those could have been bodies. Just really think about that. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Got to take care of these bills, and I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. We are now currently talking about the one-year-old that is recovering. And with these shootouts, again, where you had the situation where the deputy in Racine took his three-year-old daughter out, and they were going to a youth turkey hunt. And she ended up shooting a 12-gauge shotgun and injured a 7-year-old as well as the 7-year-old's father or grandfather. So, but how many people could have gotten injured with a lot of these shootings that we have? Oftentimes when we hear about some of these shootings here in our city, they hit people that didn't have nothing to do with it. There are people who lose property, vehicles damaged, homes damaged, garage, you know, just that didn't have anything to do with it. But it's just this sense of recklessness. And a point that was made with the caller that ended up calling in, which is we have to, it's my thought too, we have to end up thinking about that. Instead of saying, you know, we just got to keep guns away from them, we got to keep guns away from them. If you teach them gun safety, then that will change the narrative, in my opinion, in a lot of different ways. LaRon Taylor, great morning on our YouTube page, says, as many times as I've been to the gun range, I've never seen anybody black in their target shooting. I just saw straw deals outside. That's crazy, because there are, but there are a lot of black women that do go to the gun range, and they are in these CCW classes. The part that you talked about the straw deals that sometimes some of these, it's a gift and a curse, because some of these women, they go and they get their CCWs. And then they go buy a gun for their boyfriend who is a convicted felon. And they go and they buy these guns and they give it right to, some of them give it to their sons. Sons and daughters, I would say. Knowing that they shouldn't be possessing a firearm. But they do it. they do it. That is a big problem, in my opinion, too. That happens. That happens. And our community, and I can literally say this because it's sad to have to say, but our community is dying because of it. Our community is being traumatized mentally because of it. If you had to say that you ain't going here because they be shooting down there, or I ain't going to go over here because they be shooting over there. They be shooting all the time over here. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's some PTSD. That is, you know, it has got inside of you. And you don't acknowledge it as such because you've got your degrees, you've got your this. No, I'm just saying, I don't. Why? Why not? Because I don't want to get shot. You know what I'm saying? It's a fear. It's a fear. And some people don't acknowledge it and understand how powerful that is and why we should be. It's a lot of people that should be getting therapy that are not. I've constantly said this, too. It's a lot of white people that they've been seeing a therapist since they were six, and they've still seen that therapist to this day. And if it's not that particular therapist, some another therapist, they never stopped. They never stopped. But again, we tend to have in our black community a lot of people that have this stereotype of if you go to get mental help that you crazy. No, you're not crazy. It's the ones that know that they need to do something or talk to somebody that are not, that are the crazy ones, in my opinion. Because then when they end up doing something, that's the first thing they're going to want to lean black on. They're going to lean black on, well, I just got so much on my mind, man. I'm dealing with a lot. You're going to hear some of the sisters, yeah, I'm doing this all by myself. Ain't nobody helping. Ain't nobody trying to help this, that, and the other. Yet that there are plenty of programs that are trying to help. But, again, you have to go and utilize those things. There are plenty of, you can look up black therapists. You can look it up. We have them. So if it's like, I don't want to go tell no white man my business, we come up with all kind of ENCs, which I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to ENCs, excuses and complaints. We want to try to come up with every reason why we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, when we know that we need that. We need to be able to let people know, hey, you might want to go see somebody, even from the grieving process. There's some people that will act out because they friend died, they mother, father died, they grandparents, they best friend, and they going through the motions and acting like it's okay. It doesn't stop after the funeral. I just need you to understand that. It doesn't stop after the repast. You know what stops after the repast? I ain't going to say the word, but all of those people that told you, we're going to keep in contact with you. We're going to check on you. We're going to make sure that you're good. We're going to come get his kids or her kids, and we got you. We got you. Those are the ones that don't show up. And that affects people mentally, even if they don't end up trying to say it out loud to anybody else, because now they're stuck. They heard all of this support and comfort at their time of need at the funeral or preparing for, oh, that's crazy. And then they give you all these false lies. A lot of them stand up in a church and say it. I know a lot of them say it in these funeral homes when they have the service at a funeral home. But a lot of y'all will stand your ass up in a church and look that family dead in the eye. We got you. You hear me? You're not going to be alone. And most of those people end up being alone. Most of those people go into a deep depression. And because you're not even checking on, that's where I'm going with the mental part. All of this stuff goes hand in hand. You lost your loved one. to a homicide. You lost your loved one. You get what I'm saying? It's so many different things where gun violence affects us in so many different ways. That's why we up there. Hell no, a three-year-old shouldn't be out there trying to hunt. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't prepare our children to understand gun safety, what to do if they do come across a gun, because even if you know they're too young, they got brothers, cousins, sisters, even the parents or the guardians in some of these cases that may have a weapon. That's why I love that PSA that we play that talks about, do you know how to have a conversation? Are there any guns in your house? You know? All right. If they are, how do you, you know, are they protected? Are you, do you have them locked up? What is the thing? We don't. We just want to go over there because they're having a seafood boil. And you know damn well that the person is probably a felon, and you know that they have a gun, and you know they shouldn't have a gun, so you lie. No, ain't no guns over here. But in the same breath, you'll sit and talk about, you know we got, you know we ready. We stay ready over here. We stay ready over here. When I say that in a lot of situations we are our own worst enemy, it's because I believe that we are. I hate it. I don't like it. It's not everybody, but it is. If we go into denial and act like in a lot of situations that we are not our own worst enemy, yeah, it's going to be all bad for you. It's going to be all bad. We got to get ready to wrap it up again. Like I say, we'll return tomorrow morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with girl Bailey Coleman. And I just want people to understand, you know, how important it is that we have these tough conversations. You know, you got to, you know, ask your kids. You may be surprised. Think they don't know a damn thing about guns. And they know more than you think they know. But is it the safe way? Is it the proper way? Have you touched a gun? Yeah, my cousin, when he come over, he bring his gun. So we better have these conversations, people. We better have these conversations. If not, it could end up being the death of us. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the lunch break being held down today with its new hours, noon to 2, with Maybe Shannon. She's doing her thing. And, of course, followed up with the grapevine. Then we go, we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I need to let you know that I love you, and I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, night, and hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here for now. Peace.